setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, where you can do it, and then how to get there. We are talking about you and your purpose at work, your contribution, because we believe that every man and woman on the planet was created to work, to contribute, to give of themselves through their work. Now, there's the relational purpose and then the professional purpose, and we're going to focus on the professional purpose, but I got some good news for you. When you get on purpose professionally, you're going to see the same thing happening personally, because you cannot remove this longing that each human being has in their soul to make a difference, to do something that matters to them. And through your work is one of the most impactful ways that you can do it. And so that's what we focus on. We just don't think that you should live for the weekend. That to me is not life. That's not living. That's surviving. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Coming up, going to teach on the question that if you ask in your job interviews, you can determine with just this one question if the company you're interviewing for has a good culture. Because we get this call all the time. Ken, I just took a job. The culture's awful. It's miserable. I'm doing the right thing in the wrong place. What do I do? Help me get out of here. Or Ken, how do I find out if this is a good place to work? This one question in the interview process will reveal it. And you can also use this to engage with people that you know that work there, or on social media, reaching out to people that know someone that worked there. This stuff, this question, just it's the ultimate knife that cuts through, and it's going to reveal what you need to know. Is this a good place to work? So that's coming up a little bit later in the program. 844-747-2577. We're going to start it off with going to one of my, I've never been to this place, but it is top three cities in the world that I love to say the name of while I'm on the air, or quite frankly, Joe, even in a personal conversation. We're going to Dave in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
You bet, man. What's going on?
So I currently work for a big healthcare company in sports medicine. I work as an athletic trainer, so I do sports evaluations, rehabilitations, injury assessments, things like that at a local high school.
Okay.
And when I was selected for this position a few years ago, part of it was also strength and conditioning, part of the job description, which I totally loved.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I've also been a personal trainer for about 5 years, training athletes and other people on the side, just for like side money and stuff like that. So the hospital has a new facility going up, in about probably 18 months it'll be done. And I know that a sports performance facility is in the plans to be a part of it, because our manager has brought in like turf samples, and we've been talking about it a little bit, but other than hype, you know, there's no like planning going on,
mm-hmm.
at least not that I see or hear about. And since I've been, you know, training athletes at school, training athletes on the side, it's become a big passion of mine. It's, you know, I like what I do in sports medicine, but like the strength and conditioning and the sports performance, like really kind of makes me go above and beyond. It really makes me tick.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, my ultimate question is, do I stick with my current company in hopes that, with a new branch of services, you know, with a new hospital, new facility that we've never had, new branch of services that we can offer. But there's currently not like a management or a leadership position for that, which is ultimately what I want. And my manager said it's something that could happen, but right now it's not in the plans. So do I stick around, keep working hard, you know, keep doing the right things, keep acting like a leader, you know, doing the right things and hope that this position comes up? Or do I take a leap of faith, go out on my own and start my own sports performance business that I would absolutely have a passion for?
Okay, when you said it's not in the plans, because you gave me a lot of information, you mean your leader saying it's not in the plans for you to eventually be a leader yourself and become a manager, or it's not in the plans to That threw me for a second. I understand that there's a potential 18 months from now for the hospital you're working for to have an actual athletic training facility, which would allow you to maybe cross over or do some athletic training and then some medical training as well. Did I understand that?
Yeah, so I asked him because with everything that we're going to be able to offer, someone, it's my opinion or it's my belief that someone's going to have to run this new branch of services and be the leader of it. And he said right now, a leadership position for what I'm basically trying to go for is not in the plans.
But right,
he said, he said, I'm glad this is something you brought up, because if it ever comes up, he said, you know, the position that he's in right now wasn't even, you know, a thing until like 5 or 6 years ago. So it's definitely possible.
Okay, hold on. All right, slow down. All right. I got it. So I know you want to be in leadership, but what you really want to do is you want to be more involved in the personal athletic training, not the medical training. That's what I heard you say. That's what your passion
is. Yeah, that's making me tick a lot more right now.
Okay, I get it. So I think it's a really tough journey. It's doable for you to launch your own thing. But regardless of the hospital having an opportunity for you to do that, because you're getting hung up on the leading part as opposed to the doing, you got to do before you lead.
Okay.
And I love that you're passionate about leading, but here's what you have to weigh. 18 months from now, you could have the opportunity to move from being the medical trainer in the high school to doing personal athletic training for the hospital, correct?
We would run like performance programs for the community and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. So don't get me all technical. I'm trying to say it the best way I can, okay? Sure. I understand what you're saying. There's an opportunity to move out of high school into the hospital doing the work that you're passionate about. There is an opportunity coming. Whether you're leading or not, the opportunity to move into that kind of work is there. Yes or no? Could be there.
It's not like it's not a 100% like job position. So I would have to split my time or my job roles doing sports medicine at the hospital and then stuff at the school and then doing the stuff at the hospital.
Okay. But the answer is yes. Say yes so that we can keep
yes.
going. Okay.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm saying. Or if you don't do that, because your question is, should I leave what I'm doing, take the leap of faith? The answer is no. You don't take the leap of faith. Here's why. It's too risky. If you want to start doing personal athletic training, start it. Do it at nights and weekends. And I know what you're about to say. Well, Ken, sometimes I'm at the high school for games. I get it. But you would have to start this on the side regardless, in my plan, the way that I advise people. I don't like the idea of somebody who's got so much going for them like you do, and you're in a stable situation, to introduce instability. So what I would say is, why don't you do both and? Why don't you go ahead and start the athletic personal training business back up, or you've done some of it in the past, start it and start taking a client or two here. Take every nickel you make from that and don't pay yourself and pour it back into the company and build up a savings account, right? You build up to where maybe you got 6 months worth of your salary saved up. While you're doing this, you're getting closer and closer to the opportunity at the hospital. And I think that 18-month window is a really good window for you to determine whether or not you're ready to go out full-time on your own. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I think it's a both and for now. But if you prove to yourself that you can pay yourself and move full-time into your own business, yeah, go do that. Lead yourself first and then lead others. Right now, let's do both. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Every day on the Ken Coleman Show, I talk to people who want to switch to a technology career, but they're worried it's going to cost way too much and take too long. Well, now my friends at Bethel Tech take care of all of that. You can get the most in-demand tech skills online and affordably. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to learn how you can save $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition and get a great technology job. betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Again, that's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you figure out what you were created to do. We're talking about your contribution through your work. This is how you begin to get the mojo on Mondays. You're not so miserable. Oh, man, do I have a story at the end of the show today. Last segment, we got to do some funny work fails. We got a couple of good ones. And, man, what desperation will cause somebody to do is it's truly limitless. This, you're going to love this. And coming up next segment, going to teach on the question to ask in a job interview to ultimately determine whether or not the company you're applying to has a good culture. One simple question can reveal so much. Game changer. I am giving you folks a massive, massive advantage. And so I'll share that next segment. But first, back to the phones, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. West Palm Beach, Florida is where Jenny joins us. Jenny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jenny.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. What's up?
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm calling because I work for a large corporation, a retailer. I work in their corporate offices. And obviously last year was tough for a lot of businesses, and ours included. However, we were an essential business, so we were able to remain open. But we still suffered, and it wasn't a great year. However, I consider myself pretty lucky because I was never once furloughed. I was not let go. I kept my job, very grateful working from home, and I love my job. However, they just told us that there would be no merit increases or cost of living raises for this year, which was a big disappointment. But we are getting our bonuses. For me, it's not significant. It's a couple thousand dollars. But I just wanted your opinion on what you thought about, is this like, should I be looking elsewhere, or is this kind of like standard as to what's going on? Should I consider myself lucky to have kept my job through this, or what's your opinion?
I think you should consider yourself very blessed. I don't believe in luck. I think that you're blessed, and I think that you should be grateful. You're getting a bonus on top of everything else. When you said retailer, you know, unless you're in the home improvement retail space, I don't know, you know, or alcohol retail, if that's such a thing. I just, there's not been any retailers that didn't get just absolutely whacked by COVID. And you said it yourself. You said you love your job. I wrote that down in, on my moleskin. So if someone loves their job and their company and industry has gone through a really tough year, and they don't give merit raises or cost of living raises, the standard, but they're still giving you your bonus, I wouldn't even be thinking about leaving because of that.
Okay.
Now, if there's something deeper here, then tell me. But based on what you just shared with me, my gosh, no, I wouldn't leave a job I love because they're not going to give the standard 3 to 5% raise or whatever. I think the average is 3%. But you're still getting your bonus.
Yes, I'm still getting my bonus. There is like one other piece of the story, and I don't
want
to say company. I don't want to say company names because I
don't.
Certainly don't want to reveal where I work
for. You don't have to.
It's nothing that has to do with me or my love for my job, but our company, it's been sort of, you know, a roller coaster of how well we've been doing. And the company's been trying to pivot into another direction. Basically, it boils down to there's some uncertainty in the future. It could be great, but it also could not be.
So look for options. You are not a bad person, nor are you silly for looking at other options to hedge your bets. But you asked me a direct question, should you leave? You still not giving me any evidence. In fact, you gave me more evidence of why you wouldn't leave. You just told me you love your bosses now. You love your job. You love your bosses. You're getting your bonus. You didn't get your 3% bump. Come on, Jenny. You're a good person. You don't want me to scold you.
I don't. I just...
Well, there's no reason to leave right now, but is it okay to look? Sure.
Yeah.
But you're asking me, should you leave the company because they've had some roller coaster years, as retail, by the way, does.
Right.
and they're trying to pivot and go a different direction. It could work, could be huge, which means you wouldn't even be calling me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the uncertainty combined with kind of the bummer that we're not getting our raises is just kind of like,
should I? Totally okay with you asking. I'm telling you, there's no compelling evidence that I hear to say you need to leave. But you should always be having an eye out there and go, what would happen if something else happens in the next year or two and it just hammers retail? But I got to tell you, I see this differently. I understand your emotion attached to those two issues. We're pivoting. We've had some roller coaster years financially, and I didn't get my raise. But I would tell you, you ought to be focused on the fact that the company made it. You're actually getting a bonus.
Yes, I do consider myself very blessed, and I am grateful for that. I've only been with the company about 4 years, and this is the first time I've worked for a company so large. So
yeah, you're fine. Stop overthinking it, but always have a backup plan. But my goodness. There's nothing for you to fret about. You can't control this stuff. All this stuff you're calling about, stuff you can't control anyway.
Yeah.
I'd be really thankful for that bonus, and I'd put it away.
I definitely am. Good. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for listening to the show. 844-747-2577. Mike's up in Buffalo, New York. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks, Ken. So my question, I'm frankly envious of the last person who, without hesitation, said, I love my job.
Yeah,
and
right.
Frankly, what drives me a little crazy is, what is that passion? What is that, I can say, well, what did you want to do since you were a kid? I don't know.
Really? Really? Hold on a second. Yeah. Hold on. I always love this. Now, we can walk through this. We can walk through the sweet spot exercise, right? I can get you to share with me your top talents. That's what you do best. I can get you to share with me your passion, work you love to do, because you're worried about title. You're worried about job description instead of just going, Ken, this is the work that really fires me up. Because I don't believe that you don't know what that is. But we'll get to that. And then mission is results that you really want to create in the world. I don't believe that you've never wondered about some type of impact or contribution world. I just don't believe it. But we'll get to that. But let's just have some fun here, Mike. Forget about being qualified and how much that would cost and how long that would take. Forget about failure. If we took failure off the table, what would you try tomorrow if you knew you could not fail? You would be successful and it would be this fun adventure to see how much you really, really liked it. What would you try, Mike?
That's the thing. I'll think something, and I'll be like, oh, I don't know if that's really it.
No, Mike, when I said that to you, and I gave you about a minute setup to think, in that time, I'm telling you, you had a couple things pop in your mind. Is that true or false?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait a second. Mike, you told me at the start of the call you have no idea, and then how did I know that in that 1 minute setup, Joe, that Mike had a couple of thoughts that crossed his mind? So, Mike, we got 40 seconds till we go to commercial. I'm going to hold you over, but I want you to tell me right now so I can write it down, what are the couple things that popped in your mind? Say it now. Go. No qualification. Go. Say it.
Yeah, radio.
What?
Work in radio, I would say.
Work in radio. Was there another thing that popped in your mind?
No.
Okay.
But all right. Maybe there's something else that I should be doing.
Well, I want you to just stew on this, okay? We're going to take a quick commercial break. You, sir, get the benefit of some extra study time. I want to know what kind of work in radio, and I want to know why. That's all you got to answer. Those are easy. You already know the answer. Practice your little speech. We're going to pull it out, and I'm going to explain more. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code Ken to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. All right, folks, so this is what we do here on the Ken Coleman Show. We just pull the answers right out of you. Sometimes people fight harder than others. Old Mike from Buffalo, he was fighting me a little bit. Started off the call, Ken, man, the caller before you loves her job. I'm jealous. I don't know what work I would love. I have no idea, he says. So before the break, I got him to the point where I set him up. I said, well, we can talk about your talent, what you do best. We can talk about passion, work you really enjoy engaging in. We can talk about mission, results of your work you most want to accomplish. And we can walk through those things and we'll figure out your sweet spot. But Mike, while I've been talking about that, I just think a couple things have bounced in your head. And you're just afraid to say him. And you know what Mike said? Mike said, Ken, you're right. And so he told me. So right before the break, I said, Mike, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? He just wanted to try it. And he said, work in radio. So now we've given him what, Joe? 4 minutes more homework time than anybody has, unless you get held over on the break. It's Mike's happy day. Mike, you're back on the Ken Coleman Show. What do you want to do in radio? Describe it.
Well, I've been doing it on a part-time basis, actually. But
what?
I got to tell you, like, economically speaking, to go full-time, travel around, you know, start at the bottom, it's just a tough leap.
You're getting ahead of me, Mike. You're not allowed to do that on the Ken Coleman Show. That's how you get put on hold. That's how you get hung up on, Mike. You don't get to be in charge until it's the Mike Show. Now, answer the question. What would you want to do in radio? What work do you want to do and why? Tell me.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, on air is pretty good. Production is fun. There's various aspects to it, I think. But again, I tend to second guess a whole lot, no matter.
Yeah, you're second guessing. Yeah, you got to stop, because I can't help you if you refuse to just let your heart talk. You get your brain too involved.
Yeah.
I'll help you figure out how. We need to figure out what and why. So you didn't answer the question. Again, I'll take one more shot. You want to do production work, so that would be the engineering, producing, studio, turning the knobs like Joe Hankin does, right? And you wouldn't mind doing a little on-air stuff, which Joe did that as well. Joe, stand by. We might have to help Mike out in a tag team, because Joe's actually done what you want to do, and has done it very, very well at a smaller station where I started out. Now he's up here with me. So, Mike, why do you want to do that? Describe why that is the work you wonder about. Just give me a quick answer. Go.
Well, there's a creative aspect to it. It's enjoyable. I mean, I have done some board operation. I've done some production, advertising, sales a bit. Sales doesn't really drive
the... No, we're not doing sales. Fire. You want to turn knobs and be involved in what goes over the air, and you might like to do a traffic or weather report every once in a while, too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and still be able to save up for the kids' college, which is coming fast.
Oh, you here you go again, Mike. You just can't help yourself.
I can't.
All right. How much money, what do you do right now, and how much money do you make?
A few different things going on. I mean, it's real estate and the radio. And.
What do you mean, and the radio? You're already working at the radio station?
I have a part-time show, yeah. But, I mean, a full-time career, I never saw the...
I understand. Stop. So you're not working at a radio station. You have a weekend show or something?
Yeah, that's right. By the time, and then we have...
Yeah, dude, that's how I started.
Right.
That's how I started.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, Mike, you didn't answer my question. How much money do you make? We got to hurry, Mike. You're killing me, man. You're killing me. How much money do you make?
Around 50.
You make around 50, and that is, you make that through selling homes?
Mainly, yes.
Okay, that's fantastic news, Mike. How hard are you working selling houses? Are you giving it everything you got? Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah, no.
Okay, Mike, be honest. If you gave it everything you had and you truly treated it like it was the key to your future in radio, how much do you think you could make in a full year busting your tail selling homes?
Tough market, not enough houses for sale, but probably 70, 80, something like that.
How good would that be to have an extra 20 to 30 G's coming in?
Yes, sir.
Be fantastic. So that's step number one. You are in a position, whether the market's great or not, and it'll get better, you are in a position where you can work for yourself and sell houses, and you're already on the radio. So now your goal is make more money in real estate to take care of the kids and the family and everything else. Then you keep building that local show and you get sponsors for it. And then you talk that local station like Ken Coleman did into putting you on every day. You got to earn it. But I did. I don't know why you couldn't. You got to at least go for it. And if you find that you don't have the talent to make it on air, well, then maybe they'd love to have you as a producer where you did maybe what Joe Henkin did. Joe, tell them what you did as a producer and an on-air personality at WDUN.
Well, let me tell you, the day starts early. I was producing the morning show. So every button, you know, every segment, everything
and,
you're in charge of.
And what was your on-air responsibilities while producing?
Well, let's see, answering phones, you know, you name it.
Traffic and weather. You would fill in and do traffic and weather.
Right, traffic and weather, right. Too. Also news.
There you go. So, Mike, are you seeing where we're taking you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is possible for you to take care of the family. It is possible for you to grow your radio career to where you can eventually, if you keep busting it on real estate, to where you could eventually slow down a little bit. And you work your way into radio where maybe you're going, well, I'm back to making 50 in real estate because I'm making 40 in radio, or I'm making 35. I want you to see that this is not impossible. Do you see that?
I'm seeing it a little more clearly.
Come on, Mike. Can you do this? Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right. Get after it, Mike. Yeah. Stop thinking and start doing. That's what we need to do. I'm telling you something. Mike, let me tell you something. Mike's got a great chance at doing this because he can work for himself and sell houses. I mean, Joe, if I were to do it all over again, I would have probably gone the real estate route myself.
You can do it in the evenings and afternoons.
Well, you got to give it, you got to go all in to really win. But my point is that I might have gone that direction too, to be able to fund the dream. So Mike's in really good shape. All right. I've been promising this teacher we're going to do a short version of it because this is so good, it only needs 2 minutes. You ready, folks? We get this call all the time. All the time. We get this question on social media all the time. How do I figure out if the company I'm interviewing for or the company I'm interested in working for has a good culture? And what if I told you it's one question in the interview? One. You would go, oh yeah, tell me. Great, I'm going to. Here it is. How does the company recognize and reward its employees? Let me say it again. You can write it down. How does the company recognize and reward its employees? Now, here's what's going to happen when you ask that question. You're either going to get some meandering, know-nothing answer with no details at all, which tells you the person I'm interviewing with, could be my leader, doesn't even know. Which means there's no cultural, systemic way of recognizing and rewarding people. That should be a big, big red flag. Or they're going to tell you, here's what we do. Here's how we do it. Here's why we do it. And that's a good sign. That's what you're going to get. I don't think there's going to be any in between. It's either they have no idea and they're making it up on the fly and you can tell that they're just shoveling it at you. The way they act, they'll be caught off guard, nervous, trying to come up with something. Oh, I did this once. You might even get a really negative answer like this. Well, I mean, we give an annual bonus. An annual pay raise. Eh. We know from HR data, I've said it many times on the show, I'll remind you, that people would rather get an attaboy, attagirl recognition, some type of non-financial reward than they would a pay raise. We also know from new data, I just read it this week, 79% of people leave companies because they feel underappreciated. Hey, you can ask this question on social media. You can ask people that you've never met before but work there. They'll tell you. That's the question to find out. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues to hand out obscene amounts of clarity, which turns into a whole bunch of confidence. And then when we need it the most, courage shows up. Let's get you clear. What do you need to get clear on as it relates to your journey to fulfilling your purpose? 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Jason is joining us in Pearson, Indiana. Jason, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'll get to the point.
All right.
I feel useless and I feel used. I have been told by many people I got lots of talents in the arts and music and theater. I've got I'm teachable, dependable. I get energized by interacting and engaging with people, and that's translated into a lot of volunteering, but no jobs, or more to the point, maybe low-paying jobs at best. And it's led to very toxic type situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm frustrated. I met with a career coach because I kind of told them where my sweet spot is. And
which
my
sweet spot is hold on. I want to know. What's your sweet spot?
I love interacting, engaging, and connecting people. Honestly, I love watching a person go from where they are and succeeding. I really get energized by that.
How do you do that? Because you had me going towards music and theater, then you just threw me a coach description. You sound like a Ken Coleman type to me.
Well, see, now you sound like the career coach I talked to who said I should be doing their job, and that stressed me out.
Well, no, hold on. I didn't say that. I thought you were going to throw performing, that you were this performer and you love connecting with an audience through music and acting. That's what I thought you were going to say.
That's great. No, what I really love is the directing side. I love being able to take somebody, put them into a role and watch them blossom.
Okay,
and turn
so that's where you threw me. I like this because when you said I like connecting, guiding, helping people become their best, that's where I just heard a little bit of coaching. But a director in a theatrical or television or movie setting is a coach, is a leader.
Yes.
So let's just cut through all the garbage.
Great.
Because I'm talking to a guy who knows who he is. I just know it. I can feel it.
Yes.
That's why you're so freaking frustrated.
Yes, thank you.
I know. It's what I do, man. Jason, just tell me. Don't worry about how it sounds. Don't worry about how you get there. What would you do tomorrow if I snapped my fingers and just put you in this professional role and you were doing, you knew you couldn't fail, you're doing what you want to do every day? What would you be doing? Say it.
I'd be a game show host. I'd be Steve Harvey.
Now that was off. You told me you wanted to direct and coach people. Now you want to be the host of Family Feud, which, by the way, Jason, if I was ever going to host a game show, without question, Family Feud would be the one. It's my favorite. I love that format.
It's fun because I love games and I love watching.
But we're distracted.
Feed.
What do you want to do with your life, man? Do you want to be a director?
I want to be a director, or I want to be a connector, a storyteller. I love those things.
Okay,
and I just don't even know what that job title is.
Well, forget about title. What would you do during the day? And don't tell me game show host, because if that's what you want to do, then go for it. But that's it. I think you gave me a fun answer, and I need the real answer. Work that you love, work that you're good at, work that creates results that makes your soul sing. What is it? Say it.
I guess it's directing. I love watching. I love coaching. I love watching people.
Okay.
I don't know what that job title is.
No, stop. But forget about it. We're not worried about job title right now. We got to know what's the role you want to play.
Okay.
So is it directing? Is it directing a cast of actors? Yes,
I don't
or no?
know if it's a directing cast of actors or not. I don't know.
Well, then what are you? Who are you directing? Who are the people you most? I'll tell you what the answer is. You got to answer these questions. Who are the people you most want to direct, guide, instruct?
Right.
Because you said you didn't want to be a coach. So who do you want to direct and guide? Who are those people? What are their unique challenges that you go, ah, that I want to solve, and here's how I want to solve it. I want to guide them.
So what I want to work with the college and young adults trying to figure out their place in this world.
There you go. So you don't have to answer this because we don't have time, but this is your homework assignment. Okay? You've got the talent of communication. You have the talent of connecting. You have the talent of empathy. I think you have the talent of compassion. I think you have the talent of creativity. When it comes to creative people problems, you get the juice. So you need to figure out where those young people are. Where are they at? How do you engage with them? Is it a coach? Is it a guidance counselor? Is it a career counselor on a college campus? Is it in the professional workforce in HR? I don't know. You got to figure it out. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do in your work. That's right, everybody was created to fill a unique role in their work. I call it the sweet spot, where you use what you do best, your talent, to perform work you love, passion, to accomplish results that matter to you, mission. There's your purpose sentence right there. You just got to fill in the blanks. And that's my job to help you. Some of you, I can tell you this, you're just looking for the nudge, and I've got a free nudge that'll take you 2 minutes. It's called Should I Quit My Job Quiz. You can get it at kencoleman.com. Should I Quit My Job Quiz, and it's free, and it's going to give you a great little report, one of four outcomes. And for many of you, you're going to get wrong role, wrong place, and that means it's time to move on. 844-747-2577. For those of you who know what you want to do, but you're not quite sure how to get there, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, just some of you, I don't know what the path is. That's why I wrote the book, The Proximity Principle, The Proven Plan That Will Lead to the Career You Love. Became a number one bestseller, still selling like crazy because it's classic, timeless. It's about people and places. I'll reveal the five people you need to be around, the five places you need to be in for opportunity, to get in and move up, plus the practices to implement when you're around those right people in right places. All three versions of the book, audiobook, ebook, and hard copy, available for one low price of $25 at kencoleman.com. You can't get that anywhere else. Go get it. Get the manual, because that's why I wrote it, and it works. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, not too far from our Ramsey Solutions World headquarters. Amber joins us there. Amber, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks. It's a blessing to be talking to you.
Well, the blessing is all mine. What's going on?
I am looking to further my education to get into my sweet spot, and I want to know your thoughts on either taking a certificate program from a highly recognized college in the area versus doing an online, no-name kind of program.
Tell me the cost differential between the two.
They're close. My question kind of comes more as the major college offers a certificate and the no-name offers the associate's degree.
What's the difference between the certificate and the associate's degree?
It seems to be the same program, but I'm looking to see coming into entry level into the market on where would be the most value for my investment. If an employer is looking at my resume and I'm trying to get my foot in the door, does coming from that named college look better, or actually having a college degree?
Okay, well, unless I'm misunderstanding, that's not an apples to apples question. Because what I thought was you were looking for a certificate. You were getting or certification. Forget what the end result is. You were looking for certification, and you could take it at a big name school, or you could take it at a no name online thing. but I didn't hear degree until the last second. So is it a degree or not a degree?
One program is for to get a certificate.
That's the no name online thing.
No, sir. That's the highly recognized college in our area.
And how long does that take to get the certificate?
About 5 months.
And then how long does, and then what do you get if you take the online, give me the details on the online no name thing. How long and what do you get?
Then I would get an associate's degree.
But it's the same thing, just we're saying it different ways, right?
Well, that's my question to you. Is the value the same either way I go?
How long does it take to do the associate's degree?
I'd have about 2 more semesters left if I stay on that path.
Okay, so they really are different. So it's not the same qualification. It's just two ways to get the same. It is about getting qualified to do the work you want to do, but it's two ways of getting there. How much does the no name 2 semester thing cost?
It's roughly about another $12,000 or so.
Oh, okay.
I would have an associate's degree.
Yeah, nobody cares. I've already given you half the answer on that one.
Right.
How much does it cost to do the big name university certificate?
The certificate is $8,500.
Well, what were you leaning towards before you called me?
I'm leaning toward the certificate.
Why?
Because I feel like there's value in the name of the college.
There's not.
Okay.
This is a math question, is all this is. Nobody cares about the big name school. You remember the last time you went to the doctor or the dentist? Can you recall that for me just for a moment? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right before the dentist started looking in your mouth or the doctor gave you the exam, did you say, "Hold on, Sparky, could you go back to the back office and please bring me your diplomas?"
No.
Why didn't you do that?
I trusted that they got where they were because they had the education to do so.
Hmm. Interesting. So this is not about big name school versus no name school and degree. This is about, are you qualified? And you're telling me that both of these options will get you qualified to where you have the baseline to be able to get in to do what you want to do. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
Well, then it's a math issue. Even though I'm going to tell you to take the big name thing, the reason I'm telling you to take the big name thing is because it's $4,000 cheaper. And less time.
Mm-hmm.
Time and money. Woo! Amber, do you have anything in your life outside of family relationships that are more important than your time and money?
Not other than God.
That's it, right? So my point is it's a no-brainer for me. You're going to get qualified in less time for significantly less money.
Any thoughts on taking the free online trainings?
Yeah.
Do you think that would
do anything free
be okay on a resume?
Sure. Anything free or anything relatively inexpensive. If it is additional certification or additional training, yes, do it all. But for 2 years to get an associate's degree, I got to tell you, Amber, I was on Fox News this morning. They're going to post it on my Instagram page at some point. I was on American Newsroom this morning on Fox News, and they asked me this question. They were like, the cost of college is going through the roof as a result of that, with the tuition raises. Student loans are going. Ken, what do you think? And I said, there's a new survey out that says 2 out of 5 recent college grads are saying they don't think their degree was worth the time and money. So I'm pretty opinionated on this today. I'm all studied up and already told everybody watching Fox News. So I'm telling you the same thing. Go do what is relevant. The degree, the associate's degree, that's what I think. How about that, Joe? My own sound effects. I'm just so fed up. Here I go. Here we go again. I get all warmed up. This is going to be the fast version. Folks, I'm sick and tired of people believing what they've been told. It's not people's fault, but I'm sick and tired of the marketing lie that says that college and higher education is the only way to get you where you want to go. Now, if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a physicist, a NASA engineer, whatever, okay, You got me. There are some fields, many fields, where you still have to get to the green. But if you, if it is not the only way to get your ticket punched, would you please step back and go, then what are the other ways? Because if it's not the only way, it implies there are other ways. Yeah, now you're tracking with me at home. Hey, parents, I'm talking to you. You're so worried about your kid coming to you and going, I don't want to go to college. I want to go to trade school. And you're going, well, what am I going to tell the neighbors at the pool party? That I've raised a loser? That's what parents think, though, folks. That's what they think. Because it's been beating our heads for years that the only way to success is through higher education. That's an absolute hot, stinking, I mean like hot July, middle July, stinking garbage lie. Here's the way you know. If college or higher ed is not the only way, or if it's not the best way to get where you want to go, then look for something else and go do that. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes, degree or no degree. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.